Yechna nimnu begonu. We came out. We came to Maskona that our mekanes becholke ben kash groshim ben kash groshim like kiddush, like our Mishnah says. And the ma'aseh of the kedushin is not chal, it's not cold, like eish. It's only as heter achila and nothing more.
You're holding daf nun gimel omer aleph. Before we had a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. If the mission, the din of the mission is emes or not. If you mekanish bechelkoi, if a kain is mekanish an isha with the chelik he gets from his korban, is a mekadeshes or not? So on this Rabbi Yechanan said that nimnu v'gomru that a mekanish bechelkoi ben kodesh kadoshim ben kodeshim kalim loy kiddush. Yechanan says no, that both agree. Rabbi Yehuda was chayza, and Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that the lachar is you are mekadeshes. Like kiddush, Allah is like it says in our Mishnah that a kohen that's mekadosh his wife with the chelik of the kodesh kadoshim is like kiddush. For Rav Omar, Rav says no. Adayin imachloikis. Rav says no. Not like Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yehuda was not chayza. Rabbi Yehuda still holds his yisoid that a kohen the chelik he receives belongs to him. Rabbi Dashna postik lecho, and therefore he can mekadosh an isha with it. Omar Abaye says, Kavosat Rabbi Yechanan Mistavra. I bring you proof, it's a right like Rabbi Yechanan says. That what? That Rabbi Yehuda was Chayza, and Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that a Bekayim is Mekadish, with his Chaylik is Ein Mekadishus. The Tanya will learn like this, the Gemara Menachis. That it says, Minayin, how do we know? Shein Chokin Menachis Keneged Zvachim. The Kahanim from the Mishmur, when they did the Avodah, they got the Chaylik of the Korban. So let's say one Kayin brought a Korban that day. He got a chelik of the zvachim of a korban. Another kohen brought a mincha. He got a chelik of the mincha tit. Now, how do we know minayin shein chokin menachas keneged zvachim? That one kohen cannot tell the other kohen, listen, I'll give you a portion of my zevach, my korban, and you give me a portion of your mincha. They're not allowed to divide up like this. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, v'chol mincha asher tiyofa v'taner. Any mincha that's baked in an oven, then the pasuk says lechol b'nei Aaron tia that it should be to b'nei Aaron. So Rashi says the pasuk is teaching us kol mincha mashma shebimincha atzma yecholku kol b'nei Aaron, that the Kohanim have to divide up the mincha itself, and they can't say you take my portion of the mincha and I'll take your portion of the zevach. That you can't do. Like Rashi before said, the pshat of the chalukah would have been that according to the value, that I would tell you, listen, my mincha is worth $10, so give me $10 worth of your meat from the zevach, and I'll give you $10 worth of the mincha. So that's this pasuk that you can't do that. It says, l'chol b'nei Aaron tia, every kohen has to have his portion in the mincha, and he can't give it away. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, lo yecholko menachas keneged zvachim. This exchange they can't do. One kohen can't say, I'll give you from my mincha, you give me from your zevach. Why? Because by korban oilu v'yorid, so it depends upon how rich, how poor you are, that a rich person brings a behemoth, a medium person brings a knife, and the poorest one brings a mincha. So it comes out that the mincha is not below a zevach. So therefore there's a big difference between a zevach, an animal, and a mincha. So therefore you can't divide these two. El avo yecholko menachas keneged oifos. But maybe if they bring an oilas, a chatas oif that day, so the kohen that brought the chatas oif gets a portion of the oif, and another kohen brought a mincha, so maybe now these two kahanim could exchange sharei komu tachtayim badalas, because underneath a dal, a middle person that brings a knife, under that is a mincha. So maybe a mincha and oifos have to do one with the other, maybe he could make the exchange. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says no. Again, it says v'chol naaseh b'macheshes. With any mincha that's made in the macheshes, a frying pan, l'chol b'nei Aaron tia should be for all the b'nei Aaron. Again, an extra pasuk, l'chol b'nei Aaron, to teach us that the b'nei Aaron has to divide up the mincha equally, and they can't divide it out to exchange it. So, not even for an oif could you exchange your mincha. Now, yochol, okay, good. Still, I would have thought to say lo yecholko menachas keneged oifos. That the Kohanim cannot make an exchange of the mincha and the birds and the oifos. Shehalolu mine domim, vihalolu mine kamochim. Because they're two different types of an avoidus. By an oif, you still have the blood, you have the dam, you have the mitzvah, you have the dam on Kira Mizbeach. Mashenkin, by Menachas, there's no dam, there's a kemitza. So maybe one is different than the other, you can't divide the two. Avu, but maybe Yechoku oifers keneged zvochim. That maybe the Kanan can make an exchange if one has a chelik of the zevach of a behemoth and one has a chelik of an oif, maybe they could make an exchange. Why? Shehalolu vialolu mine domim. Because they're both avoidus of dam. Both of them have this rikas adam that goes on the mizbeach. And also it's kom tachtayim. Like after a behemoth comes an oif. So maybe oifers and behemoths have to do with one and the other. Talmud Lainer still know there's another posik, a ribu, an extra posik that says, al machavas. It says on the frying pan, we'll soon see the macheshes and a machabas, a flat frying pan. Now this is an extra posik. So therefore the posik comes to teach us, and Rashi says, Tavloim v'yal machabas. Emeinu inyan l'menachas. We don't need it for menachas, k'neged zvochim, because we had already. So put it even a knife, k'neged a korban, you can't divide the two. Now Yochel, I would have thought to say true, lo yecholku oifos k'neged zvochim. The two kahanim cannot make an exchange a knife for a zevach. These two are still called different. Why? Shehalolu ma'aseyim biyad, by the oif, the malika is done with the hand, with the thumb of the kohen. V'halolu ma'aseyim b'kli, ma'ashenkin by behema, the zvicha, the shchit is done with a knife, with a kli. So therefore they're different. So you can't divide a knife with a korban. Avo, but maybe, yecholku menachas k'neged menachas. Maybe if you have two kahanim, one kohen got a minchas machavas, and one got a minchas macheshes, they're both menachas. Maybe now the two kahanim could exchange. I'll tell you, you take my chelik, and he'll take your chelik. Shehalolu v'yalolu ma'aseyim biyad. Both of them are done with the hands. Menachas are both done with a kemitza, with the hand. So maybe here that daima ladodi you could divide up. Talmud Leimano, still the posuk says, V'chol mincha b'lula b'shemin, and again it says, L'chol b'nayarim, that it belongs to the b'nayarim means the portion that you got, you have to keep to yourself. You can't exchange it, but you can't sell it to somebody else. Yochel, I would have thought to say, okay, but maybe only lo yecholku machavas k'neged macheshes. One's a deep frying pan and one's a flat frying pan. O macheshes k'neged machavas. And not the macheshes against the machavas. Shezu masayim rakim. One is soft. So Rashi says, machavas u macheshes kelim hoye b'mikdash. V'chol am nochas av niknoses tunim luk shemin. O machavas. Now tzofo v'yena mukha. A machavas is a flat frying pan. O mitoich shi rechava, since it's wide, v'tzofo asolos mispashit b'kula, v'yor sorfes sham nolafikach masayim koshim. Therefore it comes out very soft. Or macheshes, but the macheshes, that's a deep frying pan. Amuka. V'yeinor sarif as a shem, and the oil doesn't burn out the oil so fast. V'yishaniv labyu v'yachalois. The figach masem rakim. Therefore, the maisim are soft. So the kitzah from a macheshes, the mincha is a soft one. It's a deeper pot, so the mincha is much thicker. Therefore, the middle of the mincha remains much softer. Whereas a machavas, it's a flat frying pan. So therefore, the whole thing gets baked well. It's a harder bread. So if I were thought to say, maybe you can't divide a macheshes with a machavas. Because zuma seim rakim, one's a soft, a macheshes is soft. Vizuma seim koshim. A machavas, that's a hard one. Avu, but maybe yecholku machavas k'neged machavas. What's going to be if the two kahanim both received a portion from two different menachis, but they're both the same type of a mincha. They're both from a minchas machavas, from a flat flying pin. O macheshes k'neged macheshes. And maybe who then, one has from a deep frying pan to another deep frying pan, maybe they could divide up. Shehalolu v'yalolu ma'aseyim koshim. Because both of them have the exact same type of a mincha. So maybe here the two kahanim are like a sale, I'll exchange with you my portion for your portion. Inami or else ma'aseyim rakim by the macheshes. They're both soft. So maybe since they're equal, mamish, they're both menoches, both rakim, maybe the two kahanim could divide equally. Talmud Loim is still this next reposit that says, V'chareva, l'chol b'nayarim tiyya. The chareva means a dried out mincha. V'chol ponim is an extra posik here. So this extra posik teaches us that even when the menachos are equally, still they cannot divide up. One kohen cannot divide up with the other one. Now it says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Lo Yecholku v'Kodesh HaKadoshim. Is that true? A Kodesh HaKadoshim, like a Mincha, that's Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kedushas HaGuf, there the Kanim cannot divide up. Avi Yecholku v'Kodshim Kalim, but maybe Kodshim Kalim is more or less called Mamim Bailim, maybe it belongs more to the Kohen there could exchange, like it belongs to him, he could do what he wants with it. Talmud Leiman, the Poshik says, Ish Ki Yochiv. And the Samach Lei, right after this pasuk, it says Im Al Toida. So Ish Kiyachiv is a hemshach of Alt Menachis that each kohen has to get his own portion. And right away it says Im Al Toida. So we darshin Kishem Shein Cholkim the Kodesh Kedoshim. The same way by Menachis, which has a Kedushas Aguf on it, it's like Kodesh Kedoshim. The Kahanim cannot divide up one from the other. So when the pasuk says Im Al Toida, a korban Toida, which is like a Shlomim, a Kodshim Kalim, so it teaches us. Same thing, you can't divide up. Kodshim Kalim is also naksidid, your mammon, you can't divide up. Now, the pasuk says ish. So what are we dashing? Ish kochiv. So we dashing ish cholik. Afilo balmum. A kayin, even though he's a balmum, he could take a portion. He could eat a portion. He could take a portion. A balmum just can't do the avoida. But he could receive a portion of the mincha, the korbin, and eat from it. As long as he's an ish, he's a gadol. But the dirik is ish means a godol v'ein ha-kotin chaylik. But if he's a kohen, a kotin, he's not by mitzvah yet, he cannot take a portion either in the mincha or from the korban. And v'afilu tam, even though he's a tam. Sis b'kitzah is a stam sifro, that way the dash in the psukim in Vayikra. Now the kasha is like this. Stam sifro mani Reb Yehudi. Who is the stam sifro here? The dash is like this, that goes alibud Reb Yehuda. Rashi says Sifro means Teres Kahanim. For her, but Teres Kahanim is to this in Pashas Vayikra, in Chumash Vayikra, which is Teres Kahanim. So this Stam Sifro, this Rashi goes to Libet Rabbi Yehuda. Alma, what do you see? Les Beidin Shar Chalukis Bilu Domim. That Kodesh Kadoshim, you cannot divide up, say, it's worth $10, give me your $10 worth in your portion, I'll give you my portion. For the Shaminim, you know, what do we see from here? The Lav Mamainu. It's not called your money, Yelam Yishruch and Gavayu the Zachem. That the reason why the Kahanim cannot divide their portions or sell them one to another is because it's not called their money. It's called they got a present from Hashem, and the present is they have to eat it, for them to eat it, and not to be Mekadosh and Isha with it, not to give it away to somebody else, not to sell it for somebody else. Yeah. So now this is Reb Yehuda. So it comes out that Stam Sifra Mani Reb Yehudi. Vuhu Komar, the Les Bedin Chaluka Chlal. So Shmamina. So the Kura, this is a riot to Rav, this theory of Yehuda was Chayza. Because in the first price that we had before, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that says a Koyin could be Mekandish, Bechelkoy. Then Rabbi Yechiran said, you should know, no, Rabbi Yehuda was Chayza. And Rabbi Yehuda also agrees, like our Mishnah, that if a Koyin is Mekandish, Bechelkoy, Zayn and Mekadeshes. So Rav is saying, this is a proof to Rabbi Yechiran. Because here, this is a Stam Sifro. A Stam Sifro is a Libet of Rabbi Yehuda. Because here, Rabbi Yehuda dashes that Kahanim do not own their portions of their chelik in Kodesh HaKadoshim. But rather it's called Mishuchim Gevaya Kazachui. Therefore, the same way they can't sell it one to another, the same Svara should be. They can't be Mekadosh and Isha with it. So I, before Rabbi Yehuda said Mukadeshes, that's a Rai, Rabbi Yehuda was Chayza. So Chura Shmamin, there's a good proof to Rav, that Rav holds like Rabbi Yechanan, that Avad Rabbi Yehuda was Chayza. And Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that a Kohen cannot be Mekadosh's wife with the portion he receives from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Omar Rav, Rav says, Ukrav Mila Tanya, did we learn like Rav also? Okay, not a riot, not a... Okay, it wasn't a riot from, it was a riot from Rabbi Yechanan. Before it was a Machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was the one that said Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer. So this is a proof to Rabbi Yechanan. That we see here clearly, Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer and holds a chelik or the Kodesh HaKadoshim is meshulchan gavaya. It doesn't belong to the kohen. Rab was the one that said fakir that a dayin imachlekes that Rabbi Yehuda still holds the shita. You could be mekadosh and isha with it. Now the Gemara says ukarav mila tanya, but I'll bring you a proof. We also learn like Rab also. For tanya we learn like this. Hatzenuyim means people like a tzenua modesty is moishkin eshidayim. The kahanim they took the hands away. They didn't chap to take a portion from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The agaganim, but the big grubbies, the big bullies like chokim, they took a chalukah. They grabbed and they took. So the chura, the havimimimim is chokim means that they divided one between the other. So here you see that a riot from Yehuda that the kahanim have a right to be chalik. They could divide up one between the other. So mashma, they owned their portions. So Gemara says, no. You know what this braisa means over here? My chokim choytfin just means they grabbed it. Not mitzaradin. Mitzaradin, they weren't allowed to take one another portions. They just grabbed. Kiratani Seifa, we learned in the Seifa. Maisa b'yech, it happened a story with one kayin. Shechotav chelkoi v'chelech averoi. He grabbed his portion and his friend's portion also. He was a Gazdan-like. His nickname now was Ben Chamson, the grabber. That's the stealer, the robber. That's what they call him, Adjei Moisoi. So you see clearly, Chokime does not mean it did a Rishus. It was Shleif Rishus, Tam Vechapt. Omar Rabba, Barav Shaila. My Kroh. Where's this Postik Vaisas that a Chamson means a Chapa? Rashi says. Rashi, my Kroh, the Chamson, Loshin Chamson. The Chamson means grabbing. So the Postik says, until him, Elakai Palti. Miyad Rosh Hashem saved me from the hands of a Rosh Mikaf Ma'avel V'choymets. So choymets means a chapa. Save me from somebody that's a chamsin that grabs. To see a choymets is called a chamsin. Rabbi Roman Mayach, another passage, Shayel that says, Limdu Hetiv Dir Shom Mishpat Ashru Chometz. Ashru Chometz means Rashi Hechzik Yad HaNigzol Lahatzila Miyad Oishkoin. Save the person that's being robbed from the person that's robbing him. So Ashrei Chometz means save him from the one that's being Chometz, that's being grabbing away. So you see, Chometz is Chazah Chamsin. That's another proof. So kids, Poshu the Raya should be like Rabbi Yechanon, that Avada Din of our mission is right, and that's what we hold, that a Mekadosh Bechelkoi is Einu Mekadoshes, that a Chelet that Kayin receives by Mekadosh Kadoshim, Mekadosh from Kalim, is both called Meshucham Gvoye Kazachui, he's like getting a present from Hashem, it doesn't really belong to the Kayin, therefore the Kayin cannot be Mekadosh a wife with it. Now, Maisa Sheni, the Mishnah said now, what about if a man's Makadish's wife with Maisa Sheni? So it's a machlokes. It says, Vein b'shegin, vein b'mezid, loy kiddush de Rameya. Rameya holds Maisa Sheni, you cannot be Makadish your wife with it, even if you do a b'mezid. We have Yuduayma, it depends. Shegig loy kiddush, you did it by mistake, so plus you fooled her. Like you didn't tell her it's Maisa Sheni, so therefore she doesn't want to have Maisa Sheni because she can only eat it in Yerushalayim, it's not worth so much. So therefore it's like Kiddush. But Maisa Kiddush, we have used hold that Maisa Sheni is called Mam Hedyit, it belongs to you. Therefore if you tell your wife clearly that I'm giving you Maisa Sheni and she accepts it, so that's money, you can Mekadosh your wife with it. Reb Meir holds that Maisa Sheni is called Mam Gavoya. Not your money, so you can't be Mekadosh your wife with Maisa Sheni. Gemara says, we know Hanamili. How do we know this from? Omar Rav Acha Brei the Rava Mishmei the Gemara, said over the name of the Gemara. So Rashi says, means Kach Nikva the Gemara, Ushkura Bepi B'nei Beis HaMedrash. That's the way it was learned over the yeshivas. Everybody in the yeshiva knew this halacha. That the Pasuk says, in Vayikra, V'chol Maiser Oretz Mizer Oretz Mepriya Eitz, Lashemu, Kodesh Lashem. This is the way Rabbi Yehuda dashins, that Maisa Sheni is called Kodesh, Lashem is called Kodesh. So we dashin, Lashemu, Kodesh Lashem, Lashemu, that Maisa Sheni is too like Lashem, V'loy L'Kodesh Boyisha, it's not your money to Mekadosh your wife, it's called Mam L'Gavoya. Again, the Torah gave you a right to eat the Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, but that's all, you have a head to eat it, but not to marry with it. It's not called your money. If so, if that's the drosha from Kodesh Lashem, Hare Trumas Maisa. What's going to be then the loch of Trumas Maisa? The Chassid Apostle also says, Kain Tarimu Gamatem Trumas Hashem. It says the word Trumas Hashem by regular Truma. And we know what Tanan we learned, Ha Makadish Betruma. If a Koyin is Makadish's wife with Truma, the loch is Mukadeshus. She is Mukadeshus. So you see, Truma, even though it says Trumas Hashem, it's called Mom and Hedyit, it's called belonging to you, it's your money. So what do you say here, by Maisa Sheni, the Pasuk says Lashem, it means it's Mam Gavoya. So Gemara says the difference. So like, Siv Bei Lashem, true, by Truma it just says the word, Truma Sashem, but it doesn't say with a Lamed Lashem. Over here it says the Pasuk, Mepriyoret Lashem Hu. So maybe the Lamed, that means it's Mam Gavoya. For the Gemara know, Barei Chala, the Loch of Chala, when you give Chala to a Kain, the Pasuk says by Chala, when you take off from your dough, Titnu Lashem, it says the word Lashem by Chala. Utanan, still we learned, Ha Mekadesh Betrumas Mekadeshes. If a Kain's Mekadesh Betrumas is Mekadeshes. And why says truma is part of truma? It means challah. Challah is also called truma. Rashi says hamakadosh betrumais kol trumais b'mashma v'challah nami trumah. Challah is also called truma. The Chassid the Post says mereshis arus haseichem titnu l'Hashem truma. So therefore it's a kasha. If so, challah says the word l'Hashem. So how could you makadosh your wife with challah? So Gemara says, I'll tell you. So like Siv Bei Kodesh, doesn't say the word Kodesh. Hey, by Maisi Shen, he says the word Kodesh Lashem. So maybe because of the word Kodesh, that we say it means it's Mom and Gavoya. For the Gemara Varei Shriyas, Peiris that grow on Shemitah, it has Kodesh Shriyas. The Siv Bei, the Pasuk says, Yoivalu, a Kodesh Tielachem, it has been Kodesha. So the Peiris that grow on Shriyas have Kodesha to it. Utanan, still we learned. We had the Mishnah before. HaMekadesh Peiris Shriyas. If you mekadesh your wife with the fruits that grew on Shvius, mekudeshes. So you see, it is called mamim hedya that belongs to you, even though the pasuk says kodesh. So you see, still it's called your money. So Gemara says the like siv bei lashem. Kids that has to have two words to make it mamim gavoya. By ma'ase shen, it says kodesh lashem. It says the word kodesh and lashem. So when you have the both words, then it means that it's mamim gavoya. But only one word by itself would still be your own money. Truma, I buy truma. They said the pasuk is kodesh Yisrael Hashem. Reishis tfuasoi. So says the word kodesh and it says the word Lashem by truma. Utanan, still we learned hamekadesh b'truma mekudeshes. If a kohen is mekadesh his wife with truma, the loch rizis mekudeshes. I buy truma. It says both words kodesh Lashem. So Gemara says now who be Yisrael ksiv. That the pasuk says kodesh goes upon Yisrael, not upon the truma. Like Rashi says, "Ha'ubi Yisrael k'siv veheim kruyim kodesh l'Hashem." A Jew, a Yisrael, is called kodesh l'Hashem. Yisrael k'siv.